We got Shanadori Band kicking it off at noon on the main stage, and that's Phil Wallace and Shanna's husband and some other talented people. Fantastic band. If you know who Shanadori is, I need to say no more. If you don't, you need to come out and find out. Shanna could probably have won The Voice 4 or 5 times over if she wanted to. Then we got an amazing young man out of Little Rock. His name's Dan Anderson. Now, don't let the fact that he's only 16 years old discourage you. I've seen him play. He plays every Saturday at Nashville Rock and Grill in Maumelle. This kid can control the crowd. When you talk to him on the phone or listen, if you close your eyes, you'd think you're listening to a grown man. And he is a guitar virtuoso. He is a solo act, but he's already gone in, laid down his bass tracks, his drum tracks. He plays all the instruments. And then he has that going with his little foot pedal playing behind him. He's playing live, fantastic guitar. He'll play country, rock, blues. Then we're going to switch it over to bluegrass with the well-known statewide, but very well-known here family, the Nichols family. That's Tim Nichols, Anthony Nichols, Anthony's wife, and I'm sure his daughters are going to make an appearance. So it's again, say no more. If you've seen them, I know you're already excited. If you hadn't, need to come hear them. What you got, Joe?
Down by the riverside.
Well, that'll be a treat in itself. So, and you know, going backing up a minute, Shanadori is from 12 to 1. Dan Anderson is from 1 to 2. The Nichols family is from 2 to 3. Then from 3 to 3:30, we got a special treat. It's the Martin Luther King Tri-County Youth Choir. And this is, I don't even know how many kids. Again, you couldn't count them on all your fingers and toes. And they're going to fill the stage up, and it's going to be very uplifting to see young people this enthusiastic about the word and to see their talent and joy all expressed up there. So that's going to move you. If you hadn't ever been moved, you'll be moved when they show up. Then from 3:30 to 4:30, we've got Trey and Jason. This is a duo blues harmonica and guitar extraordinaire, very good vocals, and they write their own blues songs and cover some blues songs. I've some friends of mine played on the street in Helena this last October. We followed them on stage, and it was a tough act to follow. We had a barrel out front that people would throw money in, and their barrel was half full. We had, I think, $20 when we got done. They already wiped them all out. And then we've got a real treat. If you were here last year, you heard Earl and them. That's Earl Cates of the famous Cate Brothers out of the Fayetteville area. Earl Cates has been a musician in Arkansas, well-known. He played Clinton inaugurals both times, backed up Bob Dylan, played with a lot of famous people. Earl and Ernie, his brother, Cates, were inducted into the Arkansas Entertainers Hall of Fame last September, so they're now among the greats, like etc. Earl and them are playing from 4:36. They're going to do an hour and a half, and that's a four-piece band, and they played last year, and come out and hear them. And then we got a real well-known Arkansas band, the Salty Dogs out of Little Rock, and Brad Williams, who's the lead singer and songwriter and guitar player for them, is going to be front man for that band. They're playing from 4:30 to 6. They play Cajun's Wharf, Whitewater Tavern, all over Little Rock, all around regularly. And so you may have caught Salty Dogs. I had a couple of people come to me and say, why haven't you guys ever hired them? So I said, well, you know, that's a good question. Let's look into it. So we've got them this year. And then Joe Bill pulled a rabbit out of a hat, and he contacted a young lady who was a finalist on The Voice. And I believe she was on Blake Shelton's team. Is that right?
Yeah, Blake Shelton picked her, and then later she picked him. I don't know for sure how all that works, but you can go on YouTube and put in Morgan Frazier at The Voice and see her performing there.
We may have to ask her how all that works.
Yeah.
You ask her, I'll just listen.
Okay.
I'll probably be too shy to talk to her. Bill says she's a knockout in every regard. Yeah. Great singer, great songwriter, great guitar player, and not hard on the eyes either.
And let me say, Fordyce Bank and Hope Builder Supply are sponsoring her. She's, of course, our featured entertainer and costs more than everybody else. But so I went to those two organizations, and they said, yeah, we'll do that. So I appreciate them very much.
And we'll give them a big hand because she's going to be a real, she's our headliner. And we've got great entertainment all day, but she's, I'm pretty sure, going to blow the roof off of it, even though it's an outdoor show. Mm-hmm. And she's playing from 7 to 8:30. So she's got an hour and a half, so you've got some good music all day. And then at 8:30, the Cotton Belt Block Party kicks off. And if you were down there last year, you got some great entertainment from different sororities and fraternities around the state, from Henderson. And Hush is going to be the DJ for that. And you talk about rousing. They do some dancing and singing and